Now we hear those familiar words every year of the angel coming to see Mary and what's called the Annunciation. And I think sometimes we miss the gravity of what's going on here. I don't think Mary quite understood what was happening at that point, though certainly later she realized that this was the start of God's action in humanity. Up until this point, and it is this point in human history, the hope that people might have had really was quite faint. There were all sorts of hints in the through the history of the Old Testament of God's willingness to come amongst his people and to bring salvation to them. But it's only at this point in time, when God himself comes into human into the human existence, that everything changes. This announcement by the angel of what was going to happen inside Mary's womb is the turning point of human history. If you think about it, and it's particularly in our today's secular world, in the way that, if you like, most people out in the world consider things, the hope that we have in Jesus just is not there, is it? As I was pondering over these words, something came back to me from my schooling. Most of us did GCSEs, they were called, weren't they, in our day, at school. Or even perhaps if you go back before that, but I had to do GCSEs, and I had to do one in English literature, and we had to study Macbeth, which is a very interesting play, actually, in all sorts of ways. It's a very tragic play, isn't it, of Macbeth and Lady Macbeth, finally getting their uppance after they murder the king. But there's a point in the play, just after Lady Macbeth dies, when Macbeth himself speaks about human existence, and these are some words that I actually had to learn. I remember for my GCE. He says, "Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in this petty pace from day to day, to the last syllable of recorded time, and all our yesterdays have lighted fools, the way to dusty death. Out, out, breathe candle. Life's but a walking shadow, a poor player, that struts and frets his hour upon the stage, and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing." Now, if you think about it, that is the human condition, according to most people. Shakespeare puts it very powerfully there, doesn't he? In the mouth of Macbeth. But that's basically what human condition is about without Jesus. It's merely a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon this stage and then he's heard no more. It's only with the coming of Jesus that we have this hope, this assurance of the life to come. And this is the point where it all starts. And we are utterly dependent on Mary's willingness to actually accept this. I think these words that she said are amongst the most important in the whole of the Bible. Remember, she said, here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. That was her acceptance of what the angel had said to her. That's what allowed God to come into his world in the womb of Mary. That's what allowed the whole of the redemption of mankind to take place. That willingness by Mary of what God needed for the human race. Sometimes when you think, if you go back through the Old Testament, there aren't many women there in the story, are there? There's lots of great heroes, which are nearly all men. But in a sense, they're all balanced by this one young woman who was willing to actually take on this role, to actually be the Orthodox Church calls her, the God-bearer. the one who was willing to be there to allow her womb to be used to bring the God incarnate into his earth. And we are obviously wonderfully grateful to her. I'm trying to say, in a sense, she kind of, as one woman, kind of balances the scales for all the men that appeared in the Old Testament, who did all sorts of wonderful and great things down through the Old Testament history. This one woman seems to kind of balance them out, because she was willing to allow her womb to be used to bring God himself into his world. Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. And of course, it is actually as the angel said to her. The angel explained it very carefully to her, what was going on. And he put it in clear terms to give her a clear choice, as we all have a clear choice, as to whether to accept what God wants for us. We can hear those words that the angel said to Mary, and we can actually stand with her and say, yes, Lord, according to your word. Or we can stand back and say no. And of course, we know that Mary had a free choice. God did not push this onto her. And that kind of shows us the picture that we should all hang on to, that God gives each one of us a free choice, whether to accept him or to reject him. And we need really to be able to follow Mary in saying, may it be to me according to your word. This point is almost like the fulcrum point in the centre of human history, isn't it? It's like the point at which everything hangs on, the acceptance by one human being of God's plan for the whole of humanity changed everything for every one of us. So we do need to be eternally grateful to Mary for her willingness to be used by God in this way. I mean, and the angel was quite clear to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy and will be called the Son of God. And then, very wonderfully, the angel gave Mary the opportunity to confirm what he was saying. He said, and now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. But nothing will be impossible with God. The angel gave Mary the opportunity to go and check out what God was promising Mary by going to visit Elizabeth and to realize through Elizabeth that God's word was true. God's word to her was true. And therefore she could, when she said, may it be to me according to your word, she knew what she was saying. These amazing words recorded in Luke's gospel should give us all hope, a realization that God does love every single one of us, and he is willing to come into the world that he created, not just standing aloof as some deity off in the other side of the universe, but actually as one who was willing to come and be involved with a human being, fallen human beings, to be part of who we are. And the fact that Jesus is still a human being, even though he is the Son of God, even though he's sitting at the right hand of the Majesty on high, he is still a human being. He still carries the same genes that we do. He's still able to understand and to sympathize with all that we go through, because he has gone through this himself here on earth. I think we miss the incredibleness of what God did at this moment when he sent the angel to speak to Mary and to get her permission. That God didn't impose this on her. He didn't impose his solution for the problems of mankind on mankind. Mary speaks for all of us when she said, let it be with me according to your word. And we just need to be able to be willing to follow Mary in that what God has for us in the same way that he had for Mary, that he has for everyone who's willing to accept the Lord Jesus. We need to say with her, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. May it be with me according to thy word." Amen.